Europa is has very typical harmony. It's in E flat / C minor. First of all, have you ever heard people say like a slash in their telling another musician what key it's in? Like I just said, E flat / C minor, or the other way around, C minor / E flat. What would that mean? What could that mean? Like, why would I say two different keys? The C minor is the relative minor of E flat. So how do you know that? If you play C minor, you're at the sixth of some major key in order to find the relative major, right? So you go up a whole step, you get to D. You go up a half step, you get to the E flat. You make it into a major chord. That's why I might tell another musician it's in C minor / E flat. Because the very first, it's ultimately in C minor, I would say, because that's where it kind of ends, like where it brings you to. But the first two chords, or the first four chords is a 5-7 sus, and then a 5-7 of E flat, and then E flat itself, and then A flat, which is the four of that. So if you're thinking E flat, it might be easier to think 5-5-1-4 as to where the tune starts, you know what I mean? And then continuing, let's just look at it from the point of view of C minor. It would be 7 dominant sus to 7 dominant to 3 to 6 to 5 sus to 5 to 1. Any questions about that? And then the remaining B section is 4-7-3-6-5-5-1. But that 4-7-3-6 is also a 2-5-1-4 in the key of E flat, similar to what I was just saying. All right, and then we have our vamp section. So let's play it. Any, you know all these chords, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Oh, I know why there was a break there, because the melody. All right, so I'm going to do the melody there so it doesn't feel so bare. E, 4-1. Like that. Yeah, because I was getting ready as well. 3-4-1. that's the last bit. This amp is very inconsistent. Again, you sounded fine on the rest of it. On the samba bit, let's go right to the samba bit. I might some kind of syncopated, you know. Learn from every groove and every song.